Madrid, Spain is in Europe, and European places tend to be a little extreme when it comes to being haunted. They always have some of the darkest places, the darkest tales, and especially the darkest stories. I'm Roshusheth, and this is Legend. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven chimneys. That's right. Seven chimneys are crowning the house Casa de las Siete Chimeneas, or the House of Seven Chimneys, a singular feature that gives the house its name. The House of the Seven Chimneys, a historic dwelling with a mysterious past. The old building dates from the 16th century and is located on Plaza del Rey in the Chueca neighborhood of Madrid, just a few meters off of the Gran Vía. Passing by, you can easily recognize it by its red brick facade and, of course, by its seven chimneys. According to legend, the house was built under the reign of Philip II, an order of the king himself. Rumor has it that King Philip wanted a secret hideaway to conduct his love affairs away from prying eyes. His love for a young lady of the court, the beautiful Helen, prompted him to build this mansion as a romantic getaway so that cruel gossip would not destroy the purity of their feelings for each other. But her frequent visits to the mansion did not go unnoticed, and to silence the rumors, she married one of her officers, Captain Zapata. However, Philip had not accounted for the spark of love that ignited between the young lady and her officer, a love that proved strong enough to distance himself from Helen's favors. The sweet marriage was short-lived, however, as Zapata was called to fight in the Netherlands, and here he met his death during the famous Battle of San Quentin. The beautiful Helen languished in grief and sorrow, neither sleeping nor eating. Finally, she died of a broken heart, but not before giving birth to a child. Not all sources confirm the existence of this child, just as it is not certain that Helen died a natural death. Some servants claim to have seen marks from a fight on her body, had fatal wounds inflicted by a dagger condemned the young lady to the underworld. Rumors circulated that the king himself had commanded her death to conceal the birth of a child who could have endangered the succession of a throne. Finally, Helen's father was accused of committing a terrible crime, which led to another painful death. The gentleman, either consumed by guilt or tormented by the public scandal, hanged himself shortly afterward from a beam of the same seven-chimneyed house where his daughter had met her fateful end. These events prompted Philip II to initiate an investigation to clarify what happened to this fool Helen, but to his bewilderment, her body was nowhere to be found. First the young lady's soul and now her body had vanished, without a trace. Years passed by and the citizens almost came to forget the sad events of that unfortunate house, until a ghostly air jolted everyone's memory. When the sun disappeared over the horizon and the moon rose high in the sky, casting shadows that seemed to take on a life of their own, a beautiful woman appeared on the top of the roof of a house with seven chimneys, covered in a white, gauzy fabric. The young woman walked across the enchanted rooftop to the place from which where the Alcazar could be seen in the distance. Here she knelt and hit her chest, before disappearing back into the eerie shadows from which she had magically appeared. The citizens began to talk about the mysterious house once again, whose tragic past haunted their dreams and kept them from sleeping. It was rumored that the girl who appeared on the rooftop was Helen's daughter, the fruit of her love affair with the king. Every night, the specter of the woman with the tormented soul came out to lament her fate and to blame the king, who had abandoned her. Centuries later, a tragic discovery was to shed further light on the possible cause of these ghostly figures. At the beginning of the 19th century, the European population professed total faith in reason. The Enlightenment of the previous century had swept away any beliefs that could not be scientifically proven. However, are you sure that everything in this world can be explained? The workers, who were hired to restore the house with the seven chimneys, must have asked themselves the same question, as they thought back to the ghost stories which had surrounded the buildings in the past. Think of Castile began restoration work on the old building at the turn of the 19th century. Legend and history merged and came to life in the form of a terrible discovery. The skeleton of a woman together with some gold coins dating back to the 16th century. Who did these bones belong to? Was it the body of the beautiful Helen, who had disappeared without a trace? or was it the young woman who appeared every night on the rooftop, lamenting her fate, the king's abandoned daughter? And who had buried her? Helen's father, another man, or King Philip II himself? Unfortunately, we may never know the answers to these questions. Although perhaps it's for the best. Some things are better left buried in the past. Originally, this elegant palace was the residence of Marcus of Linares. After having different owners and being left abandoned and in bad shape for decades, in 1990, the rehabilitation works of the palace started, and since 1992, it has hosted the headquarters of Casa de America. It was apparently during these works when a series of strange events began to happen in the building, thus initiating the legend of ghosts in the Linares Palace. The workers there began to notice events they could not give a logical explanation to. The sound of steps in empty rooms, doors that opened and closed by themselves, even screams in the middle of the night. These events used to happen by the famous life-size dollhouse that was built for the daughter of the Marquis of Linares, in which we can still visit the palace. All these phenomena started to be so frequent that soon the press in Madrid, anxious for substantial headlines, began to write about the ghosts in the Linares Palace. Numerous parapsychologists and researchers started going to the palace. Among them, Carmen Sanchez Castro, a parapsychologist who claimed to have recorded psychophonies inside of the building, the ghost of a mother who mentioned their daughter Raimunda and accused someone of having committed a murder. All the newspapers in Madrid picked up the news. Are there going to be ghosts in Linares Palace? Who is Raimunda? Who were the Marquis of Linares murderers? Many skeptics and historians protested in disbelief at such headlines, but new versions of what happened in the old mansion continued to appear. Legend has it that in Mateo Murga, a rich merchant, and a father of Jose de Murga, the first Marquis of Linares, forbade his son to marry the girl that he had fallen in love with, Raimunda, a humble class girl. To prevent this relationship from continuing, he sent Joseph to continue his studies in England. When Mateo died, his son returned to Spain and married Raimunda, and soon after they had a daughter, which was also called Raimunda. At the time, the construction of the palace began, and also to please Raimunda, a life-size dollhouse was built inside the noble residence. It was during the construction of the palace when the Marquis of Linares found out about the true reason why his father had always been against his relationship with Raimunda. He found a letter in which Mateo Murga explained that he had a relationship with the woman working at the tobacco factory in Madrid, which while he had a daughter called Raimunda. From here, different theories were created, always influenced by the sensationalism of the time. One theory explained how Raimunda had been born deformed and suffered different syndromes as a result of the sinful union between siblings. But the most morbid and widespread version back then defended that the Marquis of Linares, horrified by the discovery of that letter, decided to kill their daughter for considering her cursed and for being proof of the incest. There are also different versions of the murder of Raimunda. Drowned in one of the luxurious marble bathrooms of the palace, wailed in one of the exterior walls of the mansion, and the story became even more distorted since there are also theories saying that after the death of Marchionis, Jose was plunged into grief and decided to commit suicide, but not before giving the order of being buried in the garden of the palace. Despite all the stories told about the paranormal phenomena at the Linares Palace, different researchers have studied the origin of all these rumors and have concluded that it is simply a legend. Almost all the details given by the workers of mystery of the time in favor of the existence of spirits wandering around the palace were refuted. The veracity of the psychophonies of Dr. Sanchez Castro was questioned from the very beginning. On the other hand, Today we know that the first Marchioness of Linares, Ermuinda, was not the only daughter of, was not the daughter of just any cigar maker, and that the Marquis of Linares never had biological children together, although they did adopt a daughter, Ermuinda, nicknamed Munditita, for whom they built the real-sized dollhouse. Yeah, that's the person. We also know that the Marquises, far from the macabre actions attributed to them, carried out numerous charitable activities. Also, at his death, they are solemnly buried during ceremonies attended by some of the richest families in Madrid. So, the theory of a burial in the garden is also ruled out. But regardless of anything that was ruled out, his legend is still very much alive. Thanks for listening to this episode of Legend. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, thanks for listening.